On a recent trip to York, as my train drew into the station, I half expected to see my sister standing on the platform, waiting to greet me. Every half term, and most school holidays between the ages of 14 and 16, I would travel up to York on the train to stay with Sarah, who was studying at the university. During those weeks, I was able to experience all the pleasures of university life with none of the pain of needing to do any work, although some of the lecturers did allow me to attend the seminars. Is it my imagination's poetic license, or did one of the most distinguished and most interesting constantly refill his glass from the bottle of whiskey he kept on his table? Sarah and I slept top to toe in her narrow single bed and ate dismal food in the college dining hall, danced at the college bop and sat around chatting in her friends' rooms, eating the apple pie and fruitcake my mum always sent in my bag. Here I discovered Kate Bush and Bob Dylan. At home, pop music was considered the work of the devil. When Sarah and her friends moved out of halls and into shared houses, we used to visit each other to make exotic food, borscht and fiery curries. It all seemed terribly grown up. The day I rang up my school from the phone box at the end of the road to get my O-level results, her friends Martin and Nick took me to Taylor's tea shop to celebrate with a Knickerbocker glory. On one memorable occasion, we all took the train to Scarborough and played on pinball machines, ate fish and chips and larked about on the beach. Even though I was 5 or 6 years younger than Sarah and her friends, they never made me feel as if I were an annoying little sister, tagging along. Instead, they generously integrated me into their university life. At home, I felt trapped, powerless to change the dreadful circumstances, and unable to leave. My trips to York provided me with a refuge, but they also showed me that there was a way out. All I needed was 3 decent A-levels, and I could flee to university, where I could shape my own life. Here, it seemed reasonable to have ambitions. Peter wanted to be a BBC war correspondent. Tracy was intent on becoming a head teacher. The idea of becoming a writer didn't seem quite so absurd and unrealistic. I wouldn't send this younger self a letter. Instead, as I stepped out of the train to greet Sarah, I would slip into my pocket one of the flyers advertising the event for which I was to come to York 33 years later. A talk for the BBC History Magazine Festival in the Hospitium in the Museum Gardens, where Sarah and I liked to walk and hand-feed nuts to the squirrels. At the bottom of the flyer is the sentence, "Lizzie Collingham is a historian and author of books on the history of food." That is all I would have needed to know.